The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. Brothers and sisters, we learned to address Imam Ridha alayhi salam as the kind Imam, or the Imam who's ra'uf from his son, Imam al-Jawad. This is what he says. The Imam addressing his father. As-salamu ala al-imam al-ra'uf. Peace be on the Imam who is merciful and kind. If you don't mind, brothers and sisters, let me explain what merciful and kind means. Because every imam is Rahim, but he has been called Ra'uf. Every imam is Ra'uf. But why him? Why this name? Why this title? You see, actually, that is one of the titles or the names or the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah calls himself Rahim, and then right after that, he also calls himself Ra'uf. What's the difference between these two if they're both merciful? What they tell us is that it's a special kind of mercy, a deeper kind of mercy, a type of mercy where you can't bear for the person who's coming to you to experience any difficulty. The example that our scholars give us is that you might go to a doctor, let's say there's a small child, and this child, in order to get better, they need to take a shot. They might be afraid of taking shots. They might not want to take a shot, but in order to get better, I've got to give this person the shot. A merciful doctor, a doctor who's Rahim, will administer the shot. I'm doing it to help you get better. Ra'uf, they tell us, is something a little bit different. If someone's Ra'uf, like Imam al-Ridha, he doesn't want you to have to experience even the least amount of difficulty. A doctor who's Ra'uf, who knows this little child, for whatever reason, they're very afraid of the idea of getting a shot. He'll find any way, every way, some other type of medicine, something so that I don't have to give this person a shot. Even though it's so slight, even though it's good for the person, but I don't want them to experience any difficulty. When the Urafa, I'm going to mention now Allama Tabatabai, when he would try and explain to us the difference or the, because people asked him, well, every imam is Ra'uf. Why say he's Ra'uf? Why that title for this imam? He says it's because the mercy of the imam, when we say he's that kind, it's tangible. Brothers and sisters, if you haven't gone, inshallah, you'll go. And you can feel for yourself, you can sense for yourself how quickly the imam responds. In the end, if Allah gives tawfiq, I'd like to share a story from when I first went, from a person who had actually gotten a cure from the imam, but inshallah, that'll be towards the end. But just for us to inshallah gather or get to know who it is that we're celebrating. Even they tell us, because you and I, we can experience this kindness, this ra'afa of the imam. Once, there was a sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Bid Abadi, one of our Urafa. He lived in the past. Ayatollah Dasghaib, Shahid Dasghaib tells this story. He says that this man was living, so this story took place 70, 80 years ago. This man decided to travel from Isfahan to Mashhad at that time. That's a 700-mile trip, brothers and sisters. If we're talking 70, 80, 90 years before, then how difficult was it to make a 700-mile trip? You're using horses, you, what, how to get over? Now, he made the niyyah, he said he was going to go, and then in order to make it worthwhile, if I have to travel 700 miles to get there, he made the niyyah that he was going to stay there for 40 days. For 40 days, he would be in the company of the imam, enjoy the imam's presence, and then after that, he would go back to Isfahan. He would travel all that distance. He wanted to be nice, and he took his sister with him. Took his sister with him on this trip. Maybe his sister was the one who was asking him, that, look, you're going to go. I know it's a difficult trip. It's a long trip, 700 miles. But if you don't mind, please take me. And he said, of course, why not? They went together. Now that he was in the company of Imam Ridha, only 18 days had passed when he had a true dream. In his dream, he sees Imam Ridha. And the Imam says, I want you to go back. So he kind of protests that, Mawlaya, Sayyidi, I just got here, 40 days, inshallah, I traveled all that way. The Imam said, no, I want you to go back. Why? He said, your sister, she complained to me. She misses her mother. You know how much I care for my zawar. The ra'fa of the Imam is that. Even someone who's in his company. The Shaykh woke up from his dream. He asked his sister, he said, what did you ask Imam Ridha for yesterday? She said, I really started to miss our mother. And I asked him if you would arrange for me to go back. So that's how this imam is, this caring imam. Inshallah, we get a chance to visit him. Brothers and sisters, the rewards of visiting this imam are incredible. I'm just going to mention a few of the ahadith. Inshallah, all of you, you at least make the niyyah of going. Get the reward. This is from Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. He says this, Man zarahu, whoever visits him, أو بات عنده ليلة. Or maybe Allah will give you the tawfiq, you'll stay one night in Mashhad, كمن زار الله تعالى. It's like the person who has done ziyarah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi arshih. It's like visiting Allah, doing the ziyarah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his throne. The rewards, the spiritual rewards, even if you and I, we are imperfect believers, believers who need help, who need assistance. Remember we had that story before about the promise of Imam Sadiq, and the promise that he gave even to the person who wasn't Shia. This is another one of those promises of Imam Sadiq. He says that my grandson will be buried in a place called Khurasan, in a town called Tus, Mashhad. He says that whoever visits him, manzarahu, whoever visits him and knows the right of that imam, the imam promises, أخذته بيدي يوم القيامة وأدخلته الجنة. I, Imam Sadiq, will take that person by their hand and I will make them enter paradise. The imam says, وَإِن كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ. Maybe this believer is a believer who struggled, was a believer who committed major sins. Imam Sadiq says, if you visit him, I will take your hand and I will personally make you enter into paradise. We ask Allah by the right of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad that he allows us to be some of the true Shia of Imam Ridha.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.